better than it fits me. I'd be too big for her.
Yeah, she doesn't have the chest you've got, so.
But she doesn't. She likes things a little looser.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a dance costume. All right, here we go.
How's your season turn out, Steve?
What's that, John?
How's your sugaring season turn out now?
I was satisfied. Boy, there's a real bad echo.
Yeah, there is.
We ended up right around the 900.
You're there, I assume, John.
I am.
Did you get Nancy straightened out?
I didn't see anything from Nancy, but.
She left a message on my machine sometime this morning. And she was unable to make Zoom work yesterday, and she wants to do another meeting tomorrow. And I didn't call you because I knew you'd be at work today, but maybe after this meeting, which shouldn't be very long, maybe you can touch base with her and see if you can get her squared away.
Okay.
I knew that I did not have the capability of doing that. I don't even know the, passcode. So see what you can come up with. And are we just waiting on Chuck? Is everybody else here, John?
Steve, yes.
Okay, well, he's got another minute.
No, we don't have, John Harrington is here, yep.
So we just need Chuck, right?
Yep.
Okay, it's 7:00. Chuck knows what this meeting is about, so we'll start without him. That being said, is there any public comment on any item not on the agenda?
Here's Jeff.
There's Chuck. Okay, not hearing any. Then the only item on the agenda tonight is the Tego Road closure, which is expiring on the end of April. Are there any other items that anyone wishes to add to the agenda? And be aware that if we add items to agenda, they will be for discussion only. If they're not on the agenda that we publish, we will not be able to take any legal action until we put them on an agenda that is published ahead of time. Anybody?
Nope.
And I assume the agenda stands. And the reason for this special meeting is that the road closure, we voted to allow the road at Tego Pomfret Road to be closed until the end of April. It appears as though with a site visit that we had a couple days ago, that it will not be able to be opened until after they stripe some lines and remove the barricades and stuff in order to do that. And so we need to extend that road closure for another month. We do not expect that it will stay closed for another month, but that way we won't have to do another extension. And so we're looking for a motion to allow Tego Store Enterprises to leave that closed for another 30 days, month.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
What is anything holding it up is on their end other than the barricades and the striping? Are they still occupying that space or?
Well, they haven't finished. It looked to me, and Chuck and John are both here as well, and I missed the first part of the site visit, so I guess I shouldn't speak. But anyway, it looked to me like they still had work to do with the parking side, the parking lot side of the situation. They still had the lift there doing something with the wall that is facing the library. They haven't got the fence up yet. I don't know when that's coming. They haven't done the landscaping yet. And it looked to me, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, or Chuck, they must be planning to do something more with that drain that's underneath the stairs and stuff. That didn't look like it was filled in like the rest.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
What else did they need to do other than strike?
They've got some signs to put up there, to the stop ahead sign, post and sign isn't there, and then the stop sign and handicap sign and so forth, maybe a few others.
And they're not going to be able to do the sidewalk crosswalk until it warms up, but I assume that they will open that up before then. Isn't that what was going to happen?
That's what I understood.
So there's nothing on the town's side of the deal that's holding it up. It's just, they just aren't quite there yet.
Sure. No, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I was just wondering what else there was. So.
It never hurts to know.
That's right.
Any more discussion, questions? Are you ready to vote? All those in favor, go ahead.
Emily, it's John Harrington. It wasn't clear to me. Are we going to do a follow-up site visit before they open? Do you know, or just to make sure?
I'm not sure, but Jimmy will be. It sounded to me like Jimmy's going to be moving those barricades for Gurney when the stripers come in. So I guess he'll be there at that point. And
okay.
We can schedule another site visit, certainly before they open it up. We can ask for one.
Well, it might be good just to make sure everything's all set.
Yeah, but, I think so.
So yeah, I'm for that.
Okay. Well, we can express that to Jimmy, and I'm sure that he'll touch base with Gurney. And we can go down there once they get the striping done and give it a final look-see.
Sounds good.
Anything else on this topic? All those in favor? John?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself? Aye. Well, I see that there are other people here, and I'll bet you didn't care about the road, but maybe you did. You have us all here. Is there anything you want us to put on the next meeting agenda? The library wrote a letter, and I was planning to put that on the agenda. Marge has graciously indicated that she's willing to be the trustee for the LeBounty Fund. And so that will be on the agenda, that appointment. Alan, do you want your Veterans Memorial discussion on the agenda? You're muted.
Yes, I think that would make sense.
Okay. Are you writing those down, Cindy?
She's muted.
She's muted too.
There you go, Cindy.
Are you writing those down, Cindy?
Ann Bauer had her hand up, Emily.
Yes, Ann.
Just want to make sure that action on Mary Worrell's nomination as a trustee for the library goes forward at the next meeting.
Please. I'm writing that down as well. Okay, and you guys wrote a letter, or Betsy wrote a letter regarding what to do about the parking lot, and you want a site visit. Do you want that to happen before this next meeting or not?
Oh, it's Betsy Rhodes here. It's up to you. I mean, I think we can talk about it. I think in your reply, you had said we would set up a site visit during the select board meeting, the regular meeting, but it's up to you. Might be good to talk about it first, but okay. We're flexible.
Whatever you want is fine with me. Anybody have anything else they wish to add, subtract to the meeting?
Not at this point.
Any other board members? Ben?
Nope.
We also will put on the agenda the fees, a discussion of the fees for zoning permits and such. So we can be ready for that. So if there isn't anything else you wish to discuss, John, you wrote that you thought that item regarding Herbie's Hill should be on this agenda. And unfortunately, I didn't see that email until it was too late. We will put that on the next agenda. If you want, we can discuss that as an item now, and you can get the board's feeling about the Herbie Hill private road name designation. I assume the select board has to approve that. However, because it wasn't on the agenda, we can't officially take any action.
Yeah, that's fine. We got an email from Becky basically saying that VTrans gave their blessing on the name and everything looks good from E91 perspective. So I think it's ready to be voted on by the select board. There's not much to talk about really, other than that.
Well, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think the select board is going to have any problem with that designation. It's a private road.
Right.
But we'll have to have it. We'll have to put it on the agenda and then we can do it legally.
Yep, that makes sense.
Anything else? Then we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Did anybody second that?
Second.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, John?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate you coming on short notice. And if you have any other items for the agenda, please tell Cindy before probably Sunday. Liquor control.
Will do.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
And you'll try and get hold of Nancy, John?
I will, yep.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.